Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening today. You're listening to The Real McCoy Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited. We have some awesome things scheduled for you on today. Today on our show, we're going to be talking about Be Sharp, and that's actually a book that's penned by Miss Minna Brown and Paula Asnoff. I hope I'm saying her name correctly, but they are some awesome women. And we can't wait for them to join us on the show on today. And right after this message, you'll hear more about Woman Act Now Radio for today, and we'll be talking about Be Sharp.
Who's that lady?
Head up!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Head up!
The Real McCoy. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy. I'm excited about our show today, primarily because the person who is joining us, I am so very grateful to her dream and her vision of empowering and training and educating coaches like myself. I had the opportunity to be a part of Coach Academy Texas, which was founded by Minna Brown and a few other powerful women in the coaching business. And Minna has been in the coaching arena for years, and also the training. So let me just take a minute just to introduce her. I know her personally and was very, very blessed and prepared to be your coach. So I want to introduce her to you really as one of my mentor coaches and also a trainer and teacher and educator in the coaching business. But Minna is an experienced executive coach, career consultant, and public speaker. She was both a CFO and operations executive of a large public company and has recently founded two successful startups. She is the National Career Transitions Coach for SixFigureJobs.com. Minna is a certified NLP coach, a member of ICF, Coachville, and founding member of IAC. She is a CPA and holds a BBA from Eastern Kentucky University and an MBA from Vanderbilt University. So I want to welcome Minna Brown to the show. Minna, are
Hi there.
You there?
Yes.
How are you doing today, Minna? You know, I'm excited just to be speaking to you personally. And
absolutely.
Share Woman Act Now with you. And let me tell you, honey, we have women on the line, and those who are listening, they're viewing us by live broadcast as well as streaming on the radio program. And I have already, we have a half a dozen people in our queue who probably have some good questions for you today. So first things first is welcome to the show and tell us a little bit about yourself, Minna.
Oh, awesome. Well, first, Anna, thank you so much for inviting me to talk on your show. And as you said, we met at Coach Academy, and I will tell you just the experience of getting to know you and what you stand for and how you have led and mentored other women, it is inspiring. So thank you so much for the honor of having this opportunity to participate with you.
Thank you, Minna. So you
it has
ahead.
Been an interesting ride. Go ahead.
Yeah, so go ahead and tell us about yourself. We figured we'd go ahead and put you on the spot before you tell us how to get this done.
Oh, okay, so I get to try it out. Well, I am, as Anna has already mentioned, I am an executive coach and a professional trainer and mentor. I have had more than a decade of experience in coaching, and it's one of my passions. I think something that makes me special is the fact that I do know a lot about business and was a former financial officer and operations officer, so I have a very deep business experience knowledge that combines with my coaching training and passion. And I think something that differentiates me as a coach from a lot of other wonderful coaches is that I really feel like, number one, I'm fun to work with. I have a lot of compassion and caring and really make sure that my clients meet their objectives and we have fun all along the way.
And that I have to vouch for. You are quite a fun lady. And I want to just share, because I have a couple of different audiences who are watching us. We have those who are listening to us, and we also have those who are watching us. So I'm holding up your book, Be Sharp, and this is Tell Me About Yourself in Great Introductions and Professional Bios. So the title or the topic of our time together is to be sharp. We're going to work on pitching you, and we're going to have Minna talk to us a little bit about some of the things that are that she's written about, and also Paula is another lady who worked with her and also worked with us in Coach Academy. So two powerful women to teach us on how we can better communicate who we are. So let's get started, Minna, and this is going to be more of kind of a conversation that we're having together, and we'll invite some of our viewers or our listeners to the program through our chat, as well as through our phone calls to make them a part of the show as well. But
wonderful.
The first thing that I want to talk about, because I took time early in the week, we have Woman Act Now empowerment calls that are 15 minutes. We call them 15 minutes to destiny. And our topic on this week was pitching you. So our pitch you, and I introduced the women really to three things that you certainly taught us when we were together in Coach Academy, and that is really creating a polished introduction. So I want to talk about those three factors, the essence factor, the guru factor, and the star factor. So now you can go any direction that you like to go in, and you can take a few minutes just to teach us. So
okay.
It doesn't have to be a Q&A, and then we can go into a Q&A afterwards. So I want to give you some time to share your knowledge with us. So teach us a little bit about this introduction.
I would love to, and thanks again for that opportunity. The first thing I'd like to say is that I think everyone, I mean, even the most polished presenters, probably struggle with how to introduce yourself. I mean, it is just a common topic that we find women professionals of all, and not just women, but all professionals, probably stumble when somebody says, well, just tell me about yourself. They're thinking, oh, dear, what do I say? It's hard because we're not taught to brag about ourselves. It's really impolite. Sometimes we just don't know what to say, and so we can go launch into a whole personal history, and that's not what people are interested in hearing. So we do find that the reason we wrote this book is that it is a very common challenge. People who are entrepreneurs, people who are executives, and at all levels in an organization or even in their personal life, struggle with how to do this. So we created this very straightforward, simple formula, and I think of it as kind of a three-legged stool. And it starts with, and I know that you've already talked about it earlier in the week, so just to kind of expand a little bit probably on what you talked about is the three factors, the essence factor, the guru factor, and the star factor. And if you kind of file that little formula away in your head, you can just go back to that almost in any situation and come up with a good introduction. And here it is in a nutshell. Your essence factor is a very simple statement about who you are. Just
okay.
What bucket do you belong in? Are you in finance? Are you a coach? Are you a business entrepreneur? Kind of a general statement about who you are. And in my introduction, I said I'm a business and professional coach, and I've done that for a number of years. So it's just, where do you fit into the scheme of things? And we talk about if you were to imagine a whole bank of file drawers and file cabinets, and imagine that each file cabinet had a label on it, like finance or engineering or management or individual contributor and industries, banking, oil and gas or whatever. What file drawer, what file folder would you belong in? And if you think about it that way, sometimes I'm kind of visual and it helps me to kind of imagine pulling out a file drawer and go, okay, I belong in this file drawer, now what file folder do I belong in? So that's in a nutshell kind of the essence factor, who you are. And then the next factor is the guru factor, which is you add more to who you are by saying, what kinds of special things do you know? What sets you apart from everybody else's who is in the same file folder and is knowledge-based? And what I said in my introduction a few minutes ago is that I have a special knowledge of business. Even though I'm a trained coach and a professional speaker, I have a knowledge of business because I was in finance and operations for a number of years. So that differentiates me from other coaches. Now, there are a lot of other coaches who also have that experience. So if you think about this combination building up to the third factor, you're adding these building blocks. So the first leg of the stool is who you are, your essence factor. The second leg of the stool is what do you know that's unique and powerful and differentiating. And then you add the third factor, which is your star factor. And this is where people sometimes don't think about introducing themselves in this way. It is how do you operate? What kind of a person are you that makes you special? You know, are you the kind of person who is, I'm the kind of person who knows how to get things done? That's a star factor. In my introduction, I said, well, I'm just fun to work with. That's part of a star factor. And you want your star factor to be other qualitative factors. It's beyond what you know. It's beyond what file folder you belong in. But it's what about you? What would somebody else say about you? What adjectives would somebody use to describe you? And in our book, we kind of go through a little process where you just have you brainstorming all the different things that people would, how would you describe Anna? How would you describe Shauna? How would you describe Minna? Just adjectives. And then you sift through that and pick out the ones that you think are the best to describe you. So then that's your star factor. You put those three factors together. And a guideline I would tell you is you only need one sentence for your essence factor, one sentence for your guru factor, and we usually say maybe two sentences for your star factor, because you want to show your personality and you want to show a couple of different angles at what makes you special. So we would suggest maybe having two sentences for your star factor. And then when you write all of this down, you fold it together, make it flow smoothly. And then we recommend that once you've written this down and you've practiced it, practice, you actually try it out on somebody. So I might call up and say, Anna, would you listen to my introduction and give me some feedback? Okay. Now, one thing that we say in the book is don't just say, how's that? Because what are you gonna hear? They're
going
to say, it's fine. It's okay. That's good. That's great. What you really want to know is very specific feedback. You want to know very specifically, how did I deliver it? I want to know, does it describe me? Is this the person you know me to be? Is it clear? Do you get a picture about who I am? Is it engaging? Does it catch your interest? Is it something that's going to be memorable? You want to also ask the person listening, you know, does it capture the essence of my story? Because really we're talking four sentences here and maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Does it get the guts of your story and provoke somebody to say, ooh, I really want to know more about this person? Or if you're in an interview or you're making a marketing pitch for your business, you want the person listening going, boy, I'm really interested in that person, and I want to probe deeper. And then finally, how did I deliver it? Was I smooth? Was I confident? Did I have energy in my voice? And those are the kinds of questions you want the person giving you feedback to tell you. You don't want to just hear, oh, it's good. I mean, it might feel good to hear, oh, it's good, but it's really not going to give you the kind of information and feedback that will help you continue to polish it and smooth it out and make it your own. So that's kind of it, Anna, in a real quick nutshell. Did that start the conversation?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was beautiful in the sense that you should have seen, well, if you were watching, you would see I was taking notes like I'm in the class, honey. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't want to just have this interview experience because I know you have such a wealth of information. And our listeners and the members of Woman Act Now, we are used to sitting here getting information and learning. And, I mean, our ears are to the grind, and I'm sure they have their notepads and everything. And I have a couple of questions for you. First of all, and then I want you to think about what we'll go to next is I want to think about the business side because you do cover in your book
mm-hmm.
how to create this whole introduction for your business, and this
yes.
part is really important as well. But let me ask this question because as you were going through each one of these different factors, one of the things that came to mind was do we include all the factors in one sentence in the introduction? For example, I create one sentence for my essence factor, and, you know, or can I use these at different times, or do they all go together?
It was a great question, and I would certainly say every time you introduce yourself, you're going to be really tuning into your audience. So you know, as you've kind of polished off your introduction, you're really going to know how far and how short and how long you can take any introduction based on the situation and based on the audience. So with that as a framework, you would typically in that 30 seconds, and often you hear it called the elevator pitch. I think some people don't even know what that means, but it's,
yes.
You know, it's your quick recap of who you are. And so it's really all of those sentences kind of woven together and blended together. I would say when you're starting out, you want to do it in that order. But as you get more experience and you become a more polished and more confident, you can twist it around a little bit or spin it. But typically, it is exactly those four sentences in exactly that order. So it's one sentence on your essence factor, a simple statement, one sentence on your guru factor, and then probably two sentences on your star factor.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Minna. I was thinking about before our show today, you should have seen I was pulling every tablet. I was in the files. I was looking for my tablet from our Coach Academy class.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I'd put it in my, the binder that I have all of my stuff. And I didn't. And I said, God forbid if Minna asked me, what is your statement, Anna? And I got to thinking that I wrote, we took the time to write it. You took
mm-hmm.
time with us
mm-hmm.
to develop it. And then you also gave us an opportunity to come before that audience and communicate. And this happened very quickly. So it wasn't like, you know, we had all day to do this, people.
Right.
So it was very quick, and I remember when I went up and I was saying all this, and in one of the comments she says, you know what, Anna, I think I got it, but I think you lost me because it got too long, you know.
Yep.
After you said a couple of things, I think I was there.
Yep.
And
yep.
Then we were able kind of to tweak it. Now I'm upset with myself because I couldn't find it. And this is the point that I want to make is that if we take time to do this, and I want to encourage those ladies who are listening and men who may be listening today, if you take time to do this, because it does require a little bit of thought process and
mm-hmm.
to think it and tweak it and make it better and better. And I had, just like she said, the very thing she just said, try it out. She had us come before that audience and try it out, and they gave us specific feedback about it. They also talked to us about how we delivered it. But
mm-hmm.
now this is what I believe is so important, that if you take time to do it, then you need to learn it. You need to get it in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart, so that then it comes out very, very easily. For example, I know my mission statement, Minna, you know, just the mission statement for my life is, I'm an advocate for the righteousness of a living God, proclaiming the gospel to all I meet that they may accomplish their God-given purpose. Mm-hmm. Now, that has been my statement or my mission in life for the last now almost 15 years, where I knew it, I knew, and everything I do kind of, it moves around that mission of really impacting people. And so now I'm sitting here thinking, I'm finding my paper because I just recently saw it. It's not lost, but I'm going to find it because our conversation with you today really compels me to have that message in my heart and not just off the top of my head because we took the time to perfect it. So what I'd like to do before we open up our call, because and I hope you set aside our time today.
Oh, yeah.
Our call is an hour. We have about 49 minutes, but before we get into inviting people into the call, and we may take just a few minutes to work with a couple of people about their statement, if they'd like to do so, I want you to teach us again, go back and teach us on the business part of this, because that's a little bit different with some of the questions we're going to answer in those statements. So we want to give you the floor again, and we've got our pens ready.
Okay.
Take it away.
Okay, and I'd like to just underscore what you just said about getting this kind of down into your bone marrow, down into your cells. Once you practice it and you've gotten feedback and you've honed it and you've written it, I'll tell you what I'd recommend is print it off, write it and edit it so that you can print it off on a sheet of paper or write it out on a sheet of paper, and then stick it in something that you carry with you. Like it might be a business portfolio or a briefcase or something that you'll typically have with you when you're out and about. And then when you're sitting at a stoplight, I don't recommend doing this while you're driving, but when you're sitting at a stoplight or even while you're driving, just say it out loud so your ears can hear it coming out of you. And you can continue to practice it and practice it. And then when you're sitting at a stoplight, pull it out and refresh your mind. Okay, well, I said that pretty well, but maybe I could do a little better here. And say it again and again and again and again. When you go to a meeting with a client, when you go to a meeting with a coworker or colleague, take it with you and refresh your memory and stick it back in your portfolio or briefcase before you go in, but take it with you until you've really got it seated into your brain and kind of have it flowing so that it really feels comfortable and natural and you can move forward. So that's a really great suggestion, Anna. In terms of going to, how do you describe your business? So we said, in the book, we said, first of all, you have an opportunity to describe yourself. Well, there are a lot of us who are entrepreneurs or business owners or work in a small business, and you have the opportunity in various networking situations to provide sort of a bio or a short description of your business. So you only tweak this process a little tiny bit, because once you've done it for yourself, you can typically just tweak a few words and make it work for your business. So think about, all right, who is your business? What is your business? So your essence factor for your business could be something like, Positive Coaching Group is a business formed to help coach and develop senior executives and professionals and also people making career transitions. So what is the business? Who am I as a business? So you want to make a simple statement. It's not quite a mission statement, but it might have some of those pieces of a mission statement. But short and sweet, what is the business? That's your essence factor for your business. The second thing is your guru factor for your business. How does your business deliver value or knowledge that is unique from your competitors? So it might be that I specialize in, so if I were to say I'm a business coach, but I specialize in bringing coaching to technology clients because I know how to work in a technology environment. So you're still staying with the what do you know,
mm-hmm.
but you're putting it into the framework of what do you as a business person or what does your business represent that's different from a knowledge base? And I tend to think that has to do with specialization or what your niche might be. And then the final area, which is your star factor, how does your business operate that's distinctive and unique and interesting compared to your competitors? So you may say something like, our business is really unique in that we have a global presence and we have multicultural professionals on our staff. Or it might be something that is we have a reputation for the best service possible in this kind of a business. So think about what is your reputation of your business? What kind of things would your clients or former clients say is what they love about the service or the product that you deliver? So you're looking for things that are distinctions and interesting things that other people think. Again, what are those qualifying adjectives that somebody, if they were to say, well, describe Anna's business, and what adjectives would you use? Or describe Minna's business, what adjectives would you use to describe their business? That's the kind of words and that's the sentences that you want to put together about your business to distinctly set yourself apart from your competition. So, and then you roll it together in what is kind of a marketing pitch for your business, but it's the same basic three-legged stool formula, your essence factor, your guru factor, and your star factor, but it's in the framework of what your business is and how your business services or products are unique and different from the competition.
Okay, well, that's excellent, Minna. I think this is a good place for us. I want to give an example that you have in the book because sometimes it's helpful for us to hear how all those pieces come together. And on page 116 on the business introduction, here's a sample of that for you. I'm not sure if you have a book in front of you.
I do. Mm-hmm,
okay,
I do.
That's on page 116. And if we can just share this introduction for a real estate agency so that the women can get an idea of what does this sound like and how much time is this going to take. So, Minna, what I want you to do is I want you to read the introduction.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to time this introduction.
Okay.
To see how you do. So
okay.
You go right ahead.
Good. Okay. Hi there. My name is Samantha Cork with R&R Realty. R&R Realty is the top-rated agency focused on the luxury home market in the Park Cities and Preston Hollow area of Dallas, Texas. Our firm consistently tops the list of the most prestigious and profitable firms in the DFW region. Our clients say that we have in-depth knowledge of the properties in this market and know how to work well with a luxury home buyer or seller. We also have resources for specialized financing for homes in the $2 to $10 million range. Our firm sets the standard for service and creativity in managing sales or purchases of high-end homes. So check us out on our website, www.rrrealty.com.
All right. Well, Ms. Minna, I want you to know that you took about 48 seconds.
There you go.
On that call, and that's still great when you're talking to someone and you have an opportunity or a platform. Right before this meeting, I sent out, before our call today, I sent out a cinch message to my network, and I was talking about having an opportunity to meet a young lady who was actually on her way to a network marketing event, you know, a luncheon or something. And I said, well, what are you going to say? What are you going to say to them? She says, well, I don't know. I'm really going to listen to them. But I said, what if they have everyone introduce themselves? That's a great introduction for 48 seconds.
You bet.
You know, I didn't take but a few minutes, and I was able to cover a lot of ground and to really create some of those things that you talk about, your essence factor of who we are, and then also looking at the guru factor, and that part I'm assuming would be the specialization of those homes that we do. And then
specific expertise.
Yes, and then the star factor is the fact that we bring creativity to what we do.
Right. And how do we deliver value that our customers really appreciate from us?
Oh, I think you're saying then we have to ask that question, or we have to listen to what our customers are saying that they are defining also as what's unique about us.
Yes. And I will tell you one of the best advice, a wonderful advisor way back over 13, 14 years when I started out in business as a solopreneur, said to me, I said, well, I don't know what my niche is, and I know I need to have a niche. And this gentleman said, you know, Minna, it's not uncommon for a brand new business owner to not be that clear, but the one thing is certain, your customers will lead you there. So you ask your customers, and as you build your business and get a little bit more experience, you can find out sort of from what do they call you and ask you for? What do they tell other people about you? I mean, this person can really do such and such. And so I think it's a wonderful idea to go ask your customers, particularly customers that have done business with you for a little while and they come back, repeat customers, and say, tell me, would you just tell me what it is about our business that you appreciate the most?
Wow.
And your customers will tell you.
Wow. Well, you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy with my co-host, Shauna Stallworth, and our guest, Minna Brown, the author of Be Sharp. Be Sharp, Tell Me About Yourself, in Great Introductions and Professional Bios. You can actually visit our website at womanactnow.com or in our member area, and you can purchase this book, or you can go to amazon.com. Can they get this book where books are sold? Or
yes. Well, they can get it at amazon.com, of course, and just type in the search bar, Be Sharp, and then we also have a separate website, besharpbook.com.
Yes, okay. That's simple, besharpbook.com. So if you want to get a hold to that, we want to support our author. So we'd like you to go there and purchase a copy of this book. And I know that I have several ladies who have already done that. Minna, who has sent
Wonderful.
Me messages and Facebook messages. I can't wait to get my book because we really do. One thing about us at Woman Act Now, we really do want to know how to introduce ourselves. And as you were talking about on the business part, is I'm thinking about, okay, we're going to ask these ladies, we're going to do a survey and tell them what, ask them what is Woman Act Now to them, right? Or what are the benefits? How would we do that? That's a great question. How would we ask our customer, like if we were to survey the customer so that we are developing our own statement and understanding how people are perceiving us?
Are you asking me the question?
I am.
Okay. I would tell you that just asking that the way I said it a minute ago, it's like you want to get feedback. You want to get honest feedback from your customers, both good and bad, and I think it's a wonderful process to just do a periodic customer survey, or maybe after you finish a project or after you've had a customer for, say, 3 or 6 months or something, to send out a survey and say, you know, we just like to hear from you. Is there anything that we can be doing that would improve our service? And then the other thing to ask is, tell me what you most appreciate about our product or our service.
Oh, I like that, Minna.
And then I would add a little checkbox maybe at the bottom that says, you know, if you do not, if you would, I forget the exact wording, but if you don't want me to use this information in our marketing, please check here so that it's a positive affirmation. So in other words, if the little checkbox is not checked, then they're giving you permission to use that phrase or that sentence or that feedback in your marketing.
Okay.
Or you could make it, you know, please use this information or please do not use this information, and they can check either box. But you want to be able to use that feedback, the positive feedback. This is the one thing I appreciate the most. You want to be able to use that on your website. You want to put it as a byline sometimes in your marketing materials. And it's a wonderful way. You don't have to have a quote. You can just say, customers tell us that they appreciate the way we respond to their problems or whatever the feedback is.
Hey, excellent. I think that's an excellent response, and I wrote it down so we can make sure that we use those words. I like the words, what do you appreciate most about, you know, your experience with our product or our service.
Right.
So what I'd like to do is I'm going to take a short break. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy. We're going to be coming right back with our guest, Minna Brown, and we will be opening up the lines for you all to ask some questions. And I'm looking for one or two courageous women that want to take advantage of this opportunity with a great coach and also a very knowledgeable person on helping you to create that introduction. So don't let me have to step up to the table, and she's going to have to recreate mine. So I want to give you that opportunity, but we'll be right back after this commercial.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy. You're listening to Woman Act Now Radio, and we're talking about Be Sharp, pitching you, creating your 30-second message that's really going to communicate who you are and how well you do what you do. So you're going to talk about your experience, you're going to talk about what you do well or what makes you different, and then thirdly, you're going to talk about that star factor, what really, really makes you special. So we have our guest with us, Minna Brown, who is also the author of the book Be Sharp, and that is Tell Me About Yourself in Great Introductions and Professional Bios. Now, the one thing that I don't want to forget, and if you all, those who are listening to us, give me one more minute, because I know once we get folks on the phone, Minna, I may not be able to get you back.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is I want you to take just a few minutes to talk about these different bios. What I thought was really interesting in reading your book is, first of all, answering that question, why do I need a bio? And then you also gave us several different types of bios that we should put together. So I want you to just mention that a little bit so that they'll know that that's also included. And you've given us wonderful examples of how to write those bios and samples of them as well. So go ahead and share a little bit about that before we go into our Q&A with our guests.
You bet. And I'll do it quickly so we can respond to some questions. It's another area where we just felt that once you've created this very seamless and smooth introduction of yourself, it flows naturally into a bio. And I would tell you, ladies, if you are in business today and you are having opportunities to talk to potential customers or even inside a company, your colleagues, your bosses, you should have a bio today. It tells your story better than a resume, and it is a very important marketing tool. So a bio then starts, the first paragraph in a bio is your personal introduction. You just change it to third person, and you just smooth out the words so that it flows in third person, and that what you've just written for your personal introduction is the first paragraph of your bio. And then the next two paragraphs are your experience, most recent first, and then just a short little paragraph about all your other experience. And then the last paragraph is about your credentials. You know, what kinds of degrees do you have, articles you've written, and anything else that, you know, memberships in key organizations, et cetera. Now, there's a basic, we call it sort of a baseline bio or your key, professional or basic foundation bio, which are the four paragraphs I just described. And then there are, if you have that foundation bio written, you can tweak it to fit several other applications. For example, if you are in a service business, similar to this real estate company that we just described. You can take your professional bio, your foundation bio, pull out a few keywords to put at the top, maybe insert a picture or a nice logo or some other design feature. You can then put some, maybe even customer quotes somewhere on the page, but essentially your foundation bio can be very easily adapted to a service business bio. You also may be asked to be a speaker or a guest on a radio show, and you will need to have something to give to your host or to the organization that you'll be speaking. So you can, again, take your foundation bio and just tweak it a little bit with maybe a little different headline, a little statement about why you're different from other guests or speakers, and then the rest of it flows naturally from your foundation bio. And then the other pieces might be to boil it down into just some bullet points, because if you're giving a marketing presentation, let's say, and you're pitching some business to a potential new client and you're doing it on a PowerPoint slide, you can take these bullets, you know, lift these phrases from your foundation bio, fit them into four or five bullets on a PowerPoint presentation, and you've already got your keywords identified. And then there are two or three other small ones. What we've provided in the book is a couple of different graphs that'll show you how the foundation bio sort of flows into these other kinds of bios, and some characteristics like a service business bio might be 300 or 400 words. But a speaker one-pager, and I'm sure Anna has one, a speaker one-pager might be a really nicely graphic designed document, and it'll be a glossy two-pager front and back. So we've given a little graph in the book that kind of compares these pieces. But the key here to remember is that you start with your foundation bio, writing those four paragraphs in the format that we present, and then you take that and you can move it around and condense it and expand it and make it fit a number of other applications.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. While you were talking about those graphs, I was holding them up.
Oh, good.
And I want you all to, which is very helpful, just as she said, she's actually outlined really quite a bit of information on how to create, you know, when you're laying out that bio, and you said something, a bio and a resume are two different things, and I don't know if anybody caught it, but they're certainly two different things, and the bio is telling our story. But she's laid out several different templates, I want to call them, for you when you're doing, whether it's your short, your seminar, your foundational bio, that's all going to be helpful for you to be able to better communicate about who you are. So what we want to do now, Minna, is we want to open up the lines. We have a couple of people who have some questions for you. I want to welcome Leslie Denman to the show, and if anybody else is who you're listening online, if you'll press 1, that will let us know that you want to speak to the host, and I'll see your hand raised, and I'll invite you into the show. So right now I'd like to invite Leslie Denman to the show because she has a question. She had a question before you even got on here today. So, Leslie, are you there?
Yes, Coach, I'm here.
How are you doing today, Leslie?
I am great, enjoying all of this wonderful information. Thank you so much for being here with us, Coach Bitta.
Thank you, and Leslie, I'm excited to hear your question.
Go right ahead.
You've answered it in part, but I was thinking in my mind, how would this work? And I'm sure it could work if we were talking about maybe a high school young girl getting ready to transition to college. How would we be able to create this same type of elevator pitch when they're going in to talk with the, you know, when they're getting ready to interview to get into a different type of school, then they may not have all of these different experiences that maybe an older woman might have.
Oh, that's a great question.
That is a great question, and I will tell you it works perfectly. You use the same three-legged stool. And in for a high school student, for example, they may be undeclared. They may not know what they want to major in, but I think it helps if they have some idea. Again, the first question is, who are you? So let's say a high school, a young high school senior interviewing for different colleges and universities, if they were to say, I am a motivated and very, very dedicated student, and I'm interested in pursuing such and such. So it's about who are they? And then the second question, guru factor. What is it that they know? They may have a particular interest or aptitude for math or science or maybe art or some other area. They can say, well, I have a particular strength in the area of art and design, and I'm interested in pursuing that. Or they may have, I know that people have told me that I have an aptitude in math, and so I'm looking for an opportunity to work that into my college curriculum. So you're looking at that guru factor. What is it that they know? And then the final thing, star factor, what is it that sets them apart from all the other candidates and applicants that are going to that college or university or wants to get admitted? What sets them apart? They might talk about their community service activities, or they may talk about their family or their travel experience, or think about what it is that makes them special in the eyes of the recruiter for that university or college. So the same three-legged stool works perfectly. And I will tell you, we'd come up with this formula, and I used it with my daughter, and she used it in her applications and in her interviews for her colleges, and it really does work.
Great, great. Thank
does
you.
That
I was
answer
trying
your
to
question?
Write. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I ran out of paper at the flip over, but yes. Thank
Good.
You so much.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
All right. Leslie, thank you so much for joining our discussion. I want to ask, I think we have someone from the 615 area code. We're going to invite you to the call today. Are you there, 615-482?
Yes, this is Virginia.
Hey, Virginia, how you doing? Do you still want to talk to us, or did you accidentally unraise your hand?
Oh, no, no, I have a question. I was just,
right.
I'm hoping that it flows. And I, again, piggybacking on Leslie's comments, this is so helpful, and it has answered a lot of questions. But I do have a question, and it's how do you apply this to a business ministry without over-spiritualizing it? Like for the star factor, saying things like, I'm a Christian, I love the Lord. You know, I mean, we just get this, you know, conversation. Everybody, you know, it's like asking a question, are you, you know, how are you doing? And someone says, blessed. So my thing is how do you get out of, you know, okay, I hope my question is clear. Is that clear?
Virginia, I think I understand because what you're saying is in your star factor, one of the things that you really put a high value on and people would say is that you're very spiritual and that you're very, you know, dedicated to the Lord's service. I think what you want to consider, and this is as true for a ministry activity as it would be for an accountant or a real estate agent. What is going to distinguish you from other people doing things similar to you? So if you think about, okay, there are other people who are in a ministry-based business or an activity, mm-hmm. what makes me different from them? What, because, you know, loving the Lord, a lot of us on this call are right there with you. So it's not, we're not different in that regard. But what is it that makes us different if we're making a pitch to another person or whatever? So let me just ask you, if you were to just say, what would somebody say about me that's unique? What would that be, Virginia?
What would they say about me?
Unique.
That is unique. Honest. Honest responses.
So maybe candor? Is the word candor appropriate?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm an open book, or I'm
yeah.
people appreciate
okay.
my candor and the fact that I'm very open and candid in my communication.
Okay, great. Thank
Would that
you.
Fit?
Yes.
So the key for the listeners here is that you're looking for things. If it's the same as just about everybody else, then it doesn't belong in this presentation.
Okay.
It might belong in your essence factor. That may be where you'll say, My name is Virginia, and I work in the ministry of XYZ. So there may be something like that in your essence factor, because that's
but
who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay. When
you get to your guru factor and then your star factor, you're looking for things that distinguish you from
okay.
other people.
Very
so,
good.
Virginia, if you're in 615, you're up in the Nashville area, aren't you?
That's correct. And I heard yep. that you received your master's from Vanderbilt.
I did. So go Nashville.
Go
you.
Nashville. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Virginia, for coming to the table and asking that question. You're helping all of us. So I want to invite, we have a few more minutes left on the show, so I want you to take advantage of it. So I'm going to invite, I believe I have Juanita Fleming. I think I recognize that number. I'm going to invite you to the show right now. Are you
yes.
there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go right ahead.
Hi, I wanted to ask, how can an individual effectively pitch themselves within 30 seconds when they have, like, several personalities? Meaning, like, you know, it's, you know, you have ministry, then you have business, and then
mm-hmm.
then it's social.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful question, Juanita. I think the real opportunity here is, first of all, be sure you're sizing up your audience. You know, who are you talking to, and what is that person or that organization's, what is that group's interest in you? So you actually may want to write out a couple of different scripts and get both, you know, two different scripts kind of in your bones, but you really want to, first of all, make sure that you're making a pitch that's consistent with what your audience is interested in hearing about you. And so if it's in the ministry, then there may be, if you've got all these different, you know, heads, if you will, different kinds of personalities, you want to make sure that the introduction fits the audience that you're addressing. And that means that you may want to write a couple of different ones. Now, the other alternative is that even though you're in a social setting versus maybe a Christian setting or some other situations, if you're, I mean, it's not like you're three different people. You're one person, and all those different angles and different aspects of you makes you special. So just consider that, too, and how you write it, and that some of those things that are really special about you, then that belongs in your guru factor, or maybe that fits in your star factor. So it could be that just one tightly written introduction will actually do what you need to do.
Okay.
Does that help, Juanita?
Yes, it did. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Juanita, for joining us. I have another caller. We're just going to take them as they come, Minna. And
that's good.
You're the star in this. You know what I'm saying? They hear from me all the time. And we want them to get the most of who you are. So I want to invite, I believe we have someone from the Illinois or the Chicago area, 708 area code. Are you there?
I am.
Is that Kisha?
It is.
How are you doing, Miss Kisha? Go ahead. Ask away.
Okay. Well, you mentioned about working on, I was just writing some things down here, working on our introduction, and I wrote some things down, and I would like for you to perhaps critique it if you could.
Oh, yeah. It'd be wonderful.
I think it's really kind of a personal, so I'm pretty sure it's probably going to need to be tweaked in that area, but at
mm-hmm.
any rate, I am a co-senior pastor and founder of a beginning church located in the south suburbs of Chicago. I function best among well-rounded believers that love to fellowship, worship God, and empower others to live out their God-given dreams. Those who know me appreciate my efficiency, loyalty, creativity, honesty, and work ethic. That's it.
You know, first of all, thank you for offering up a really good example. Thank you so much for being brave and doing
yeah.
that. Secondly, you really have the flow of it working well. So I think that, and my first question to you is, how do you feel about it?
I think it's really kind of personal. I think I'm using adjectives, but it's still not like telling what I do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so in your first sentence, it's pretty clear who you are and sort of what your job is, if you will.
Yes.
You can maybe tighten that up a little bit. The second and the third areas, I think, let me go from upside down backwards. Let's start with your star factor. I would really encourage you, because you listed people appreciate, and then you listed, I don't know, 5 or 6 different adjectives.
Okay.
So, and you've strung these all out. So, you know, it's sort of like less is more here. If like too many things dilutes all of them.
Okay.
So I'd encourage you to maybe look at that list of adjectives and let's down select to maybe just 2, and let's pick the 2 that you think are the most valuable for your audience, the most interesting about you, the things that are really the most powerful, and just focus on a couple of them. Because remember, this first few seconds, 30, 40 seconds that you're going to be talking to somebody isn't the only thing you're ever going to talk to them about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have a chance to talk about other things later on. So we're just talking about first impressions. And I think that's an important thing for everybody on the call to remember. We're not trying to cram in your whole life and everything about you into 4 sentences. We're just picking a few. So if you were to go to those adjectives, which 2 do you think are the most important to you?
The most important? I don't know.
Well, read them all again, and we'll
vote. Would it be the most important to me based on my audience, or the most important to me?
Well, just
you know,
read them for us again.
Efficiency. I'm a very efficient person. Loyal, very creative. Candor is really more of what you just mentioned with the other lady. I said honesty, but very, very frank, very open with my communication in that manner. And then I have a great work ethic.
All right. So in the context of being a co-minister, I think that's what you said in your first sentence, and the fact that you may be talking to people that are in your community, maybe I'll just throw out a couple of things. One thing that they may uniquely want to know is that you're really open and available and very honest. I'm not sure they're going to care much if you're efficient. That certainly may be true about you, and it's a wonderful quality, but is it really going to set you apart? The other area might be this creativity. You know, how does the creativity show up? So I would maybe take a couple of those adjectives, and I'll just use as an example the openness and frankness and the creativity, and split those into 2 separate sentences and say something like this. You know, the people who work with me and the people that I serve really appreciate my open and direct and honest communication. Okay?
Okay.
The next sentence might be, one other really unique thing about me and my work and in my ministry is that I find really interesting and creative ways to share my message.
Okay.
So you've picked just 2 of those wonderful adjectives, and it's not that any of the adjectives are less important, but it's the 2 that are the most interesting and set you apart from maybe all the other people who are in the ministry.
That's good. Yes,
does that help?
Yeah, and I think those 2 are the 2 that, especially the whole candor deal. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was absolutely awesome. I'm going to, if you'll just give us an extra 5 minutes, Minna, I want to open up the call to one of our final callers here in the Dallas area, the 214-376. Are you there?
Yes. Hey, Coach, it's Roz, and thank you so much. Hey, Miss Minna, I'm a part of everybody of my WAN peers who have said something today. And the first one that started off was Leslie, and she talked about high school students. But I really want to know, I've been blessed to be a part of the WAN organization, but I have yet to crystallize my vision. So I want to make sure and see if there's any more opportunity, knock, that you have to give for an evolving introduction and still being able to be polished and have courage as you
right.
do it, as you build up.
Yeah, and that's one maybe the hardest thing to do your personal introduction is to start with knowing what you want, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And tell me your name again.
Roz.
Roz. Thank you, Roz.
Ma'am.
You know, knowing who you are is a cornerstone of being able to do this well. And obviously, all of us are evolving in our lives, in our spiritual lives, in our businesses, in our professional persona. So there's never a time when we're going to be just fixed and done with that, right? So I think the opportunity for you in writing your first, let's say, professional introduction is to just think about what it is that you do know about yourself. I mean, you're not 4 years old. You're in the evolution of your career and your job and your life, but there are some things you do know about yourself. So think about what the facts are and also sort of the direction you're heading, even if that's not crystal clear right now. So you would write your professional or personal introduction at least with, you know, this is what I know about myself. And this is something I'm interested in. So if it's a little broad right now, you can always refine it and tighten it up when you have more clarity down the road.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you, Roz, and I want to thank Minna, and we're going to close. I like to close on one with one person telling us what did they learn, and we're going to ask Shauna, what did she learn, just to give us some quick points on what you learned today, Shauna.
You know, I learned so much, and I'm so thankful, Ms. Minna, for you joining us on today. Thank you for your quick response and being so willing to come and help us and share with us, as well as with the ladies, this wonderful knowledge about how we can certainly be better with our essence factor, our guru factor, and our star factor. Thank you so much. I wanted to do that first.
Oh, you're welcome, and I've enjoyed it, and I cherish this time.
Oh, well, thank you. I've learned so much, but the most important thing that I have learned is that with the adjectives, to find the ones that are most important and use those, and understand that once you get this message on the inside of you, it should be just like I'm talking to you now, because I admired how you started on the call when you began to tell us about yourself, and it sounded just like a conversation. And I've talked to Coach a few times, and I've shared with her. I said, Coach, you know what? I want to know how to do that. I said, you talk about yourself so well. I have to learn how to do that because you do get intimidated. But just listening to you today and from listening to you and how you've been coaching the ladies, as well as what I've learned from Coach Anna, it's really helped me to see that, you know what, Shauna, you can do this. Just take a moment to find out those keywords that are about you. What is your guru factor? What is your essence? And don't be afraid. And now I know I don't have to have a whole lot of words. It's just one simple sentence here, one simple sentence there, and a couple of sentences for my star factor. So, Ms. Minna, you gave me confidence today. I know
Ka-ching!
I can do it. So thank you so much.
Thank you. That's so valuable. Thank you.
Well, again, I want to thank you, Minna, for joining us, and I want to share again. I want you ladies, you know, there are a couple of ways you can get this show today. You can go right back to Blog Talk Radio on Woman Act Now Radio or Woman Act Now. You can download this. This is one that you need to listen to in your iPod, and when you download it, you can put it on your iPod, listen to it over and over again, because we've talked about a lot of things, and there's no way that you can remember everything. She gave us so many wonderful tools. And the last part is making sure when you went through that piece with Kisha, is making sure when you reduce some of those adjectives, one of the things I walk away with is reduce them, that star power should be related to the audience that you're speaking to. What is the most valuable thing? Not so much what I think is valuable about me, because you made the distinction between efficient and openness being valuable to the audience. And I think that was just a powerful insight that you shared with us. And so I want to encourage you ladies, and for those who will listen to this show later, to get her book, Be Sharp, and really maximize and sharpen your message on how you introduce yourself to others. And again, you can go to her website at bsharpbook.com. You can purchase the book from there and support our author and just support this wealth of information that she has shared with us, and let her know how you enjoyed the show. So go to her website and tell her thank you. All right? So this is Coach Anna McCoy. And again, Minna, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you. I am honored.
Woman Act Now Radio. And we'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.